while high overhead, green, yellow, and red, the north lights swept in bars. Then you've a hunch what the music meant. Hunger and night and the stars. And hunger, not of the belly kind that's banished with bacon and beans, but the gnawing hunger of lonely men for a home and all that it means. For a fireside far from the cares that are, four walls and a roof above, but oh, so cramful of cozy joy and crowned with a woman's love. A woman dearer than all the world and true as heaven is true. God, how ghastly she looks through her rouge, the lady that's known as Lou. Then on a sudden the music changed, so soft that you scarce could hear, but you felt that your life had been looted clean of all that it once held dear, that someone had stolen the woman you loved, that her love was a devil's lie, that your guts were gone, and the best for you was to crawl away and die. 'Twas the crowning cry of a heart's despair, and it thrilled you through and through. "I guess I'll make it a spread misere," said dangerous Dan McGrew. The music almost died away. Then it burst up like a pent-up flood. And it seemed to say, "Repay, repay," and my eyes were blind with blood. The thought came back with an ancient wrong, and it stung like a frozen lash. And the lust awoke to kill, and the music stopped with a crash. And the stranger turned, and his eyes they burned in a most peculiar way. In a buckskin shirt that was glazed with dirt he sat, and I saw him sway. Then his lips went in a kind of grin, and he spoke, and his voice was calm. "And boys," says he, "you don't know me, and none of you care a damn. But I want to state, and my words are straight, and I'll bet my poke they're true, that one of you is a hound of hell, and that one is Dan McGrew." Then I ducked my heads, and the lights went out, and two guns blazed in the dark, and a woman screamed, and the lights went up, and two men lay stiff and stark. Pitched on his head and pumped full of lead was dangerous Dan McGrew, while the man from the creeks lay clutched to the breast of the lady that's known as Lou. Now these are the simple facts of the case, and I guess I ought to know. They say that the stranger was crazed with hooch, and I'm not denying it so. I'm not so wise as the lawyer guys, but strictly between us two, the woman that kissed him and pinched his poke was the lady that's known as Lou. Walking on the beach one day, American poet Oliver Wendell Holmes found a shell, and so was inspired the writing of The Chambered Nautilus. This is the ship of pearl which poets feign sails the unshadowed main, the venturous bark that flings on the sweet summer wind its purpled wings, in gulfs enchanted where the siren sings and coral reefs lie bare, where the cold sea maids rise to sun their streaming hair. Its webs of living gauze no more unfurl. Wrecked is the ship of pearl, and every chambered cell where its dim dreaming life was wont to dwell, as the frail tenant shaped his growing shell, before thee lies revealed. Its irised ceiling rent, its sunless crypt unsealed, year after year beheld the silent toil that spread his lustrous coil. Still as the spiral grew, he left the past year's dwelling for the new, stole with soft step its shining archway through, built up its idle door, stretched in his last found home, and knew the old no more. Thanks for the heavenly message brought by thee, child of the wandering sea, cast from her lap forlorn. From thy dead lips a clearer note is born than ever Triton blew from wreathed horn, while on mine ear it rings. Through the deep caves of thought I hear a voice that sings. Build thee more stately mansions, O my soul, as the swift seasons roll. Leave thy low-vaulted past. Let each new temple, nobler than the last, shut thee from heaven with a dome more vast, till thou at length art free, leaving thine outgrown shell by life's unresting sea. Now I think we have just time enough to read for you these famous lines by Edgar Allan Poe. It was many and many a year ago, in a kingdom by the sea, that a maiden there lived, whom you may know by the name of Annabel Lee. And this maiden, she lived with no other thought than to love and be loved by me. I was a child and she was a child in this kingdom by the sea, but we loved with a love that was more than love, I and my Annabel Lee, with a love that the winged seraphs of heaven coveted her and me. And this was the reason that long ago, in this kingdom by the sea, a wind blew out of a cloud, chilling my beautiful Annabel Lee, so that her high-born kinsmen came and bore her away from me, to shut her up in a sepulcher in this kingdom by the sea. The angels, not half so happy in heaven, went envying her and me. Yes, that was the reason, as all men know, in this kingdom by the sea, that the wind came out of the cloud one night, chilling and killing my Annabel Lee. But our love, it was stronger by far than the love of those who were older than we, of many far wiser than we, and neither the angels in heaven above nor the demons down under the sea can ever dissever my soul from the soul of the beautiful Annabel Lee. For the moon never beams without bringing me dreams of the beautiful Annabel Lee, and the stars never rise but I feel the bright eyes of the beautiful Annabel Lee. And so, all the night tide, I lie down by the side of my darling, my life, and my bride, in the sepulchre there by the sea, in her tomb by the sounding sea. Well, for a matter of years now, we've been stopping by at your house at 1 hour before midnight with 30 minutes of smiling through. So it's reasonable to believe that we'll be back again next week at this same time with another presentation of your friends, the management and staff at the Arctic Piggly Wiggly Company, your home-owned and home-operated store. So till next Tuesday at 11 in the evening, Gene Stevens at the console of the Empress Theater Kimball Organ, and yours sincerely, Al Bramstead, say good night and good listening.